two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A return to school or sports or any kind of activity doesn't necessarily mean a return to normalcy. Child psychiatrists and counselors say the past handful of months may have hurt some kids' self-image as they were taken away from things they enjoyed and may have placed a lot of importance in.
Kids are grieving not being able to do the things that they were used to doing, playing sports, you know, having graduations.
Taryn Hyatt with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention says it's hard for anyone to navigate these uncertain times, but that can be especially true for someone younger who's still developing socially and emotionally. Now, to help that, she says parents need to encourage dialogue and create a sense of togetherness.
Just making sure that we're creating safe spaces to listen, to reassure them, again, remind them we're all in this together.
Tom Golightly, a professor at BYU and licensed psychologist, says with so much uncertainty facing kids right now, and everything from sports to seeing their friends up in the air, parents need to be someone that they can count on.
Being consistent with that care, that love, that support, that cheering section, so to speak.
In fact, it can be an opportunity for parents and children to find some new common interests with one another, or for parents to take even more of an interest in what their kids like to do.
Finding those activities that we enjoy, that will bring us fulfillment and happiness and meaning.
Like always, he says parents should watch for changes in their kids' behavior and talk to them about how they feel if something seems off. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.